Firing.
Gonna get the push bike out this alley up.
I think the idea would be to get that out of the cellar before you have the shower.
Answer 103, request again.
Good man, Wilson. I was wondering who'd
be
the first to spot that.
Army 72010, descend and maintain 2000, I got you loud and clear.
Ah, what a wonderful day to go to the park, if only for a few minutes. The kids playing, dogs running, the birds are probably chirping. I wonder what those sound like. Till technology improves, I guess I'll never know. Oh right, gotta head home and feed Ralphie. Is that Sam? Hey, it is Samantha.
Hey Sammy. Hey Steve, see you at work tomorrow.
So glad she knows sign language. Keys, where am I? There they are. And, oh God, please stop licking my face. Yeah, Ralphie, I'll get your food. Let me make some lunch first. Was this paper always here? I've never gotten anything from... What? The Institution for the Deaf and Blind? Stephen Herring, you've been selected from a group of volunteers to be one of the patients in our ossicle and auricle transplant experiment. Donor Christian Shrutton will be providing the necessary components for your surgery. I didn't volunteer for anything. Is this thing talking about transplanting ears? Oh God. The surgery will take place in 2 weeks. Thank you for your participation. Dr. Michael Prescott, I swear, if my wife signed me up for this...
Valerie, you know I'm skeptical of this stuff. Why would you sign me up for this?
Look, I know you worry about this stuff, but I really think this can help you.
No way.
She knows nothing's ever worked before. Why would it start working now?
Can we please at least try?
She wants me to try it? She wants me to get someone else's ears in my head? You know what? Fine, but if this doesn't work, don't look at me.
He should have woken up by now. Dr. Prescott? What's going on?
This is all normal. He should be waking up now. See, look, his finger just twitched.
Steven? Can you hear me?
Wait, Valerie? Is that you?
Yeah, it's me.
Oh my God, it really is you. It worked.
Oh my goodness, thank you so much, Dr. Prescott.
Anytime, Mr. and Mrs. Herring.
You're a life changer.
Let's go. I want to hear Ralph and Sam in the park and everything. Come on.
Make sure to schedule a follow-up appointment.
I will. Everything sounds so clear and crisp. It was like it was underwater before, but now it's so wonderful.
See, I told you it would work. Look how happy you are.
Answer 1, I'm sorry, to request again.
Wait, did you hear that?
Hear what? Everything? Yes, I did.
Must be my imagination. I think I'm gonna get some sleep. All this hearing sure is making me exhausted.
That's understandable. Good night, Steven. I'll be in bed in about an hour or so. Work is awful.
Good night, Valerie. I'll see you tomorrow. I'd brush my teeth, but I'm so beyond caring. Ah, a comfy bed. That joy hasn't changed at all. What? Oh my god, what was that? What was that?
Steven, are you okay? What's going on?
Oh, don't worry about it. I think my ears are just a little overwhelmed.
I'm sure that'll go away with time. Are you going to be okay?
Yeah, I think I'll be fine. Good night.
Good night, Steven.
A peaceful Friday morning. Just what I needed. I just wanted to cut some freaking apples for breakfast, but I can't even do that. Will these sounds ever go away? God, it's been happening for weeks. Hey Valerie, what was the name of that doctor again?
Michael Prescott. Why? Do you want to call him about this stuff?
Yeah.
Here, I have his number on speed dial, just in case.
The number you have reached has been disconnected.
It didn't go through. It said it was disconnected. Did he just disappear or something?
Hold on, let me check something.
Ah, make it stop. Someone, something, please. Oh, thank God, Ralphie.
Steve?
Yeah?
I can't find the doctor's name anywhere online. And, the donor that, gave you your ears? The doctor never told me he was a war veteran.
Are you serious? And you didn't even bother to ask?
No, I'm sorry. I should've. Please don't be mad. Maybe we can fix this?
This is all your fault. If you hadn't convinced me to get this surgery, we can't fix this. This doctor isn't even here anymore. He was basically non-existent. Again, really? You never should've made me do this, Valerie. It's not going away this time. It's not going away.
Please calm down, Steven. There's gotta be something—
No, shut up. Shut up. Everything, just shut up.
Shh, the neighbors are gonna hear.
No, this is your fault. Your fault.
I'm sorry, we can figure this out. Please put that down.
No, there's no we. Not anymore.